Now, if you're just tuning in and wondering what is going on, I'll tell you that we're featuring an interview with Bud Davich, who, along with the late Sim Savory, formed the group Semini. They became one of the most listened to groups in Newfoundland and Labrador during the 70s all the way through the 90s. So let's go back now to resume our conversation with Bud Davich from his winter home in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Cause that's not the kind of riches that I
hold. We go on to the next year. Another album came out on which is contained Some Things I Cherish. We cannot go without playing that one. And Home and Native Land came a year later. We'll put those two together. Home and Native Land came from The Countryside of Semini. Was that a compilation or was that a single album?
Oh, yeah, that's the other one, Countryside.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
that's a compilation. We did another one of those Avondale compilations that we did.
Right.
We took all the country songs, and it was hard to believe that we had 44 country songs.
Holy cow.
And we were not a country band, but,
you know.
So there they are. We put them on two, because there were so many of them, we put them on two CDs. And for the price of one. And,
hey, you know what, Bud? When I think about it, sorry to interrupt, but sometime I should come back to you, and we should do a whole feature on the Countryside of Semini because it's got so much great stuff. And by the way, everybody listening in, you should know that virtually every song that we're playing here today comes from the pen of the man to whom I'm speaking. That's amazing. Well, you know, that really is. What started you into songwriting in the first place?
Well, I think really the impetus for it was really the band itself, or us getting together, because, well, I had dabbled a bit in poetry and stuff like that before, but then when we started to play, we started thinking about doing original material. That was more or less one of the tenets of our philosophy, if you want to call it that, once we got going, was to, if we're going to start recording, we're going to record original stuff, and we're going to do songs about our way of life, our province, our history, our culture, heritage, all that kind of stuff we're going to try to do. And so over the years in that catalog, we picked off some of the highlights, some of the lowlights, I suppose, some of the disasters and like the Marion and
right.
schooners that got lost, and events that we felt were very significant for us in that area of Newfoundland and in Newfoundland generally. So that's where the idea came from, and we kept writing songs for records, really, because when we decided we would do another one, then I'd get to work and say, okay, where are we going to go with this, I wonder, and if there was a theme, like, for example, Outport People was a theme album, which referred to all the various aspects of our Outport life. And, of course, it happened in 1985. So I don't know if there was any significance. 83, there was significance because it was Sir Humphrey Gilbert taking possession of Newfoundland for Britain back in 1583. So that was significant from that point of view. But the 85 album was the Outport theme. And, of course, we talked a bit about the Outport language. We talked about his old teacher, Tom, for example, the prominent people in communities. Everybody had one of them. And Outport People song itself was about resettlement, looking back at it over that span of years when it had taken place, and about the people who were grieving over it still then and still today. As you mentioned earlier, one of the records that I put out, or CDs I did a few years back, called Black and White, as a picture of where they're towing the house, which was common to happen back in the resettlement days.
Yeah, I have that picture in my house. I look at it every day.
That's a very, very iconic picture,
it is so.
As they say these days, yeah.
All right, let's put three together here. I'm going to pick Some Things I Cherish from the 1991 era, Home and Native Land, and a song called Promises, or the promise from the Countryside of Semini. Here we go.
We often hear tell of the good times we had. Oh, well, I remember when I was a lad. But just to be honest, should God strike me dead, there
were some things I cherished and some things I dread. Of all of the miseries, I cringe at the thought of the torture of all of the haircuts I got. You could tell Mother loved you just how much she cared by counting the notches she left in your hair. Clippers and scissors, what a terrible pair. One for to snip it and one for to tear. Yes, some things I cherish, but those haircuts I dread. Taking all but your top knot close home to your head. We often hear tell of the good times we had. Oh, well, I remember when I was a lad. Some thoughts I'll hold on to forever, no doubt. But others I could very well do without. Now I was no Gretzky when I went to school, but with Pickett and Puck I was nobody's fool. But 99 practice, that's why he's so good, while me granddad me sawing and thieving up wood. When rubber boot leaks brought you down with the flu, sure dying was twice as much fun as the cure. With spirits of nitre and senity brew, molasses and sulfur and kerosene too. Those old-fashioned winters, you've heard people say, are not like the mild ones we're getting today. But I think the mild ones are better by far. They save you the itching from the Worcester drawer. We often hear tell of the good times we had. Oh, well, I remember when I was a lad. Good things I remember and cherish them all, but some things I just as soon never recall. Some things I cherished and some things I dread. Time has come in this fine land to look back through the years at how our nationhood was wrought since the first great pioneers blazed their trails and ran the woods, watched the rivers running free from the mountains, plains, and forestry. From sea to shining sea. It's not the time for us to grieve what history might have been, how we would change the course of time if it could be done again. Let's not lament the wars of old, look for credit or for blame. For the great ones, Thompson, Cartier, or the plains of Abraham. We should be proud of who we are, share the vision and the faith of those who dreamed of nationhood, like MacDonald and Laurier. A country without equal, in so many, many ways. We should be proud and honored to be called Canadian. And let us not take this country apart. For bloodier soul and silence our some wrongs from the past, and let's make
been called the Great Mosaic, from Vancouver to St. John's. With every race and language making up this true North strong, First Nations and Loyalists, English, French and more, from every color, clan and clime, free to call this land their own. Let's keep the faith those builders had to bind this sprawling land, trusting blindly that the good of all should take command. Side by side, the strong, the weak, to see each other through. Proud to make a nation strong, the envy of the world. And let us not take our country apart. 'Twould bloody her soul and silence her heart. Right some wrongs from the past and make a new start. But let us not take this country apart. Oh, let's not take our country apart.
Stood in a room full of silence, with no thoughts of fighting back tears, brought on by a heart full of memories, as his mind turned through pages of years. Over there she looks just as he found her, with the innocent thoughts of a child. Her raven black hair to her shoulders, and the beautiful wisp of a smile. Softly she spoke when he asked her if she would consent for to be the friend of a man on occasions when his ship brought him back from the sea. Then softly she smiled him her answer, and loudly his heart beat with joy. Now there on the wall are the pictures of the happiest times of their lives. Oh, time, you're a maker of blessings. You've turned all my years into days. Oh, maker of blessings, I ask you, why did you take her away? Have you just paused for a moment to let me consider my loss? Then tell me you'll give us forever when someday the river we cross. Her love fills the rooms, every corner, with their memories of family and home. From their walks hand in hand by the river to the time when their children were grown. What wonderful years spent together. Next week would make 50 in all. But she had to leave him for heaven, and it breaks his old heart to recall. Now time, that old maker of blessings, had taken his reason to live. But now in this room full of memories, he's certain she'd never forgive. If he failed to remember the good times that they'd come to know through the years. So he knows in his heart he must promise her more than just pity and tears.
years. Lord, promise you'll give us forever when someday the river calls.
You're listening to Ron Moore's Sounds Atlantic. I'm Fergus O'Byrne. I live in Newfoundland. I'm from Ireland. I sang with Ryan Spancy for many years. I'm still a working musician. I'm asking you to stay tuned right here for the finest in traditional music throughout Atlantic Canada, from small hamlets to the larger towns and cities here on Canada's east coast and the wide world out there.
All right, everyone, that's the promise from the countryside of Semini. We backed it with another one from that album, Home and Native Land, and we started off with Some Things I Cherish, and I'm speaking with Bud Davidge from his winter home in downtown St. John's. Hey, you know what, Bud? We were talking about Sir Humphrey Gilbert and some of the early settlers, explorers. Yeah. I attended the other night a presentation that was made by an archaeologist who happens to live in my town. And I didn't even know he existed. But he was the lead archaeologist for the resurrection of a Basque galleon in Red Bay, Labrador. Now, if you were a Labradorian, you'd say, well, hang on, you could talk about Gilbert and all those fellows, but, you know, it was the Basques who settled Labrador in the 1500s. And so there you go.
Yeah, they were the whalers down there.
Yes.
They had a whaling station there in Red Bay. And like you say, they made a major discovery there of one of these old Basque ships that was still in very good shape, as I understand it, of it anyway.
Yes, he had a whole big team, and they painstakingly over, I think, a couple of years, dug that ship up. They built a replica of it, but they've preserved all of the findings. It took them ages and ages to recover. But he led that whole archaeological discovery, and discovery. Yeah, amazing. If we go on to you mentioned earlier, you can't have Joe Smallwood and you can't have John Cabot as well. And I'm pulling it from Favorites, but I can't remember what the originals were.
That was the name of the album. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was the original title.
Okay.
And it was a celebration, of course, of the 500 years, right?
Right.
1497 to 1997, and that was a huge celebration down here. We had the Cabot, we had the Matthew come over from Bristol and landed in Bonavista, of course, where the original John Cabot landed. And there's been a little bit of controversy, historical controversy and so forth as to exactly where John Cabot landed, and of course we believe firmly that he landed in Bonavista, which makes a lot of sense, because if he sailed from over Bristol, if he drifted across, even if he only just drifted across with the wind, the chances are very good he would have ran ashore in Bonavista, you know.
Isn't that where they celebrated the event?
Oh yes, yeah. It was. The Queen was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had a great, great celebration, and Matthew went all around the around the shore of Newfoundland and various places, visited numerous places around, you know.
There's a cute little story, a true story that emerged out of that visit from the Queen and Prince Philip, and apparently they were being hosted. It might have been at a local community center, a church. I can't remember it in Bonavista, but apparently when the first serving was completed, the waitress at the time turned to the prince and said, "Prince, hold your fart. There's pie." Isn't that sweet?
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
You're one of us.
Of course. So no wonder she didn't say to him, "Sir, would you like me to have up your tea for you now?"
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
My. Only in Buena Vista. Well.
Yeah. We got our language, boy. And I tell you, we're proud of it, too.
It's absolutely. So should you be. Yeah, it's wonderful. Where was I going here? We've got to have a spin of you can't have Joe Smallwood and you can't have John Cabot. And we'll take a listen to the. I'll couple it with Eyes Da Boy. Not Eyes Da Boy, but this is a takeoff on Eyes Da Boy. Would you speak to that?
Yeah, that was more of a comment about the fishery. I think we had a bit of a goings on down here about the 200-mile limits and, you know, the fish dying out and these small inshore fishermen getting a short shrift and all that sort of stuff, which have been ongoing, of course, ever since that controversy and bit of a trouble and so forth has been going on for years and years. So it was more of a comedy kind of thing, but there's a little bit of a serious comment in there, too, about all these matters. And called Eyes, we use it, a little old tune, Eyes the Boy, which is a very popular one down here, to add to it. More of a recitation, probably, than a song.
Yeah. Here they are. Here's You Can't Have Joe Smallwood and You Can't Have John Cabot. And we'll back it with Eyes the Boy. Eyes the Boy.
Years now, right down to the day, since Cabot dropped anchor in Boniface Bay. Why there's still controversy, I can't reconcile, as it's clear he first landed on Newfoundland Isle. Some foolish ones say that he passed on along and didn't see nothing out there in the fog. And before you could say, how's she going, old cock? The Matthew and Rousseau on Cape Breton rocks. Oh, we'll go along with some pretty strange stuff, but we must draw a line when enough is enough. There's much that we have, and you're welcome to have it. But you can't have Joe Smallwood, and you can't have John Cabot. Navigation, I can't read aloud, but I learned about shoals and I know about rocks. Sure, we lives on a big one, our joy and our pride, and no one can miss us, though hard they might try. We'll buy the Cape Breton historical view, how Cabot made Sydney the last week of June. If they'll first agree that the road Cabot took was across Middle Ridge down through Baden Nordrum. Oh, we're pretty gullible most of the time. We've seen plenty wool pass in front of our eyes. We'll give away anything, it's just force of habit. But they can't have Joe Smallwood and they can't have John Cabot. Yes, I must admit, we are noticeably soft. You can take all we have, sure, and lug it all off. We've been at it so long now, it's just force of habit. But don't touch Joe Smallwood and lay off John Cabot.
There is one thing on which all Newfoundlanders agree. They agree on this.
Yes, we've had some doozies and you're welcome to have them. But you can't have Joe Smallwood and you can't have John Cabot.
Sailor, if I can catch our fish, I'm taking up the Lizer. Well, the broadcast called about the year I had. He asked me whether 'twas good or whether 'twas bad. Did I do anything with the capelin or the squid? Nothing worth talking about, sir, I said. I said the happy crowd down here we was called. Come good or bad, sure we could take it all. And no matter how it come, we'd only laugh. But not so today, sir, that's a fact. You take the fish, well, you might as well. Everybody else seems to be taking their fill. Now they're cleaning them up out on the nose and the tail of the Grand Banks. When Cabot come over and the old Matthew, where the fish was so thick, they were sticking up through. He went aground on them down off of Bacaloo, for God's sake. Well, since that, it's been nothing but bust and boom. One year, tis glut, and next year, tis doom. Inshore fishery, same old tune, year after year. Yes, sir. Inshore man, he's seen it all. He's seen it rise, and he's seen it fall. Some days he'd stay in, some days he'd haul. But he'd make a go of it. But those days, there seems like something hellish going on. Certain ones saying that the fish is all gone. Some thinks they're right, some thinks they're wrong. And I'm one of them. Supposing they was just spreading a whole bunch of lies, so we'd all up our boats high and dry. Certain people might be waiting for the stock market to rise. You never know. Now the governments, they don't seem to be too much concerned. If we haul them up again, let them burn. Like they told us before, there'll be money to earn doing something else. Well, Lukey's boat is painted green, as far as I'm concerned, sir. If she weren't quite as green, he'd hauled her up and burned her. If it looks to you like it seems to me, they'd like to fire us all up and able way to keep. Treat us all like we was just a bad memory, pain in the neck. But supposing we all just ups and goes, we sells our boats and the fish plants close. But when the fish comes back, there'll be nobody home for to catch them. By that time, the market should be on the rise. The composite index should be nice and high. And the outport should be well nigh diversified, what's left of them. Should be a good time to restructure again. Do a task force report and see what to do then. How many millions should the government chuck in? Ah, the fishery's worth it, don't you think? And round and round and round she goes. It's all about politics and who gets the dough. While the feller who's suffering is out there in the cold, wondering what in the name of God is going on. Trying to make a living like his father before. Trying to raise his family a bit after the way. Home where he belongs. Down in Porty Gray, over Bacon sits, and he wants to go to Trino, but Ottawa won't let him. I might have built a boat, I wish that I could sail her. How if I can catch a fish, I'll take an uncle-izer. The farmer gotta go, he said, but everyone ignored us. We take Liza to a dance, but we can't afford it.
Hi, this is Kim Stockwood, and you're listening to Sounds Atlantic with the lovely Ron Moores. My skin down to my soul
like it's always been. All right, everyone, that's Eyes Da Boy from the Favorites album, and backed by You Can't Have Joe Smallwood, and You Can't Have John Cabot either. And we'll turn now, my goodness, you guys are really prolific. Men Who Go Down to the Sea came from Outport and Sea, and that looks like it was released in 2012. So that's quite recent.
Yeah, but that came off, again, that came off
the original
Chapel Wells album. Came off the Chapel Wells album as well. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yep. Just before we get to that, I meant to mention, you know, we were talking about Wolf Doyle, who had another, my goodness, he played all over the island. People bought his records left, right, and center. I probably am the last fellow to ever interview him.
Is that right?
Yeah. Jim Whalen played in his band, and I became good friends with Jim Wade, who I met at Anti-Craze years back, and Jim Whalen was a friend of his. Jim played in Wilf's band, and the boys brought me over to visit Wilf. He was in a senior's home in
out around CBS then.
What is the matter with me? I've been through it 1,000 times. It's at the foot of the bay. It's at the foot of CBS, right at
yeah,
the right,
Seal Cove.
It's past Seal Cove, going around the bay. The main town at the bottom of the bay.
What is the matter with me?
Oh my goodness!
I can't get it either at the moment. Not Ole Route.
Of course. Yeah. Sometimes when you're senior, like my boy, your blank just goes.
Oh
my word! Yeah, and so he was at a senior's home in Holy Root, and we went in, had a nice chat with him, and he pulled out his accordion and played a couple of tunes.
Yeah,
and it was just great, you know. And shortly after, he passed away.
Yes, boy.
So there you go. It's an interview I will cherish forever.
Yes, sir.
Now then, let's see. Is there any ground I haven't covered? I'm thinking that we might just go out with Men Who Go Down to the Sea. Is that a good one to wind this up with?
Yeah, reminiscing, of course, about which is always ongoing down here. Lost to the ocean, lost to the sea. You know, being a fishing heritage and culture and all that we are. There's always disasters that have occurred over the years, you know, and so that one more or less was a tribute, I suppose you could say, to those people who have served on the ocean and have gone down to the sea, you know, in ships over the years.
Yeah. Many. You can look at a map of sea wrecks around the island of Newfoundland, Labrador, and around the island of Newfoundland. And the coast of Labrador, and my word, there's just hundreds of ships that went down over a period of a couple of centuries.
Yep, for sure.
All right, well, we'll spin that one. Actually, what I'd like to do is go out maybe with a song from Black and White. We talked about Black and White earlier. Yep. It was released in 2009. It's one of the 3, 4, or 5 albums that you've since released, since you were with Sim and I. But just before I get you to talk about Black and White, would you reflect for a minute back upon your career with Sim and I?
Yeah, well, you know, it speaks for itself, as you say, I guess, in terms of the production that we did, in terms of the recordings that we did. There was 12 of them all together. And over the span of 20 years, and of course, numerous performances around the island. So, and we did a couple of gigs in Halifax, Nova Scotia, but we stayed mostly to the island and to Newfoundland. And it was a great bit of fun. Well, of course, we were weekend warriors, as they say, because Sim had his own business there, and then, of course, he got studio, so that was taking up his time as an entrepreneur, as it were, and then I was working full-time with the education business and retired in 1995. And, of course, we introduced the production studio called SWC Productions in English Harbor West in 1991. My wife was very active in that. We hired people from the community, and she looked out to the affairs there. And we produced cassettes, by and large, and quite a lot of them over the span of the years. Uh-huh. And then into CDs and so forth. And our company is still operating as we speak. So that was a major development. So more or less what we had was these homegrown businesses back in these little places. And we were told early on that you couldn't do that kind of thing. It would never work, you know. But we proved them wrong about that. And the studio went out for 25 years until Sim passed away. And our company is still going. And we've helped serve a lot of independent artists around who probably would never have ever recorded at all. If these facilities had not been put in place. And they knew the way we operated in the band, and they knew the style of music that we did and the style of singing songs we had and so forth, and people who wanted to do that kind of thing felt very much at home coming to us and you know, putting out their own material. So we believe that it served a great purpose other than just being a business, as it were. It sort of served a cultural purpose as well, and led people to do original work and craft in the music business that they probably would never have ever done if there hadn't been such a opportunity that we provided for them over the years. So we felt really, really good about that, you know.
But it's an extraordinary career you and Sim had, and one that you still carry on. And as you say, and as we said at the outset of the show, you guys have made a significant contribution to the musical fabric of Newfoundland and Labrador. And it's a real delight for me to be able to have you take the time to do this. I hope everybody appreciates the contributions that you fellows have made and enjoy what we're doing. And but I want to thank you enormously for doing this. Really appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Ron. Boy, it's always a pleasure to do this. I've done a lot of stuff over the years for people with radio. I really like radio, and I think it serves. I hope God it never ever fades away and goes away, because radio serves such a great purpose. And I always feel comfortable talking to folks like yourself with the radio stations, and it's a great outlet. It's served us really, really well over the years, you know. All that stuff that we talked about, we've been on every format just about that there is, from LPs and singles, 45 records, up to cassettes and CDs and 8-tracks, and the old shoot match, and now we're online. So, you know, you can download us on YouTube, and we're on YouTube as well, and iTunes and CD Baby and all that sort of stuff. So we're out there for downloads and that sort of thing, too. So we've come the old gamut. I suppose you stay around long enough, you know.
A wonderful career. All right, we're going to go out with Men Who Go Down to the Sea and Black and White. Thanks again, bud.
All right, Ron. It's been a pleasure.
Some say the salt in the veins of the men who have lived by the helm and the mast make them forget, but sure to return when the moments of danger are past. Fathers and mothers and brothers and wives, sisters and daughters and sons, wait for the sail to darken the skies and rejoice when they're safely back home. The men who go down to the sea in ships and leave us in vigil to weep. They see the works of the Lord, it is said, and the wonders he does in the deep. We also serve who remember our dead in moments of silence on land, to honor the same ones who challenge the winds and are still black eternity's sand. Man charts his course, then his sails disappear, but changeless the spill off the sea. Again and again he'll ride out on the storms to continue his work on the deep. The men who go down to the sea in ships and leave us in vigil to weep. They see the works of the Lord, it is said, and the wonders he does in the deep. The men who go down to the sea in ships and leave us in vigil to weep. They see the works of the Lord, it is said, and the wonders he does in the deep. They see the works of the Lord, it is said, and the wonders he does in the deep.
There's a photograph I think I've seen a thousand times or more, of a fishing boat with a house in tow and three children on the shore. You ask me why I look so long at such a sample scene. Why there's a tear that blinds my eye, what does this picture mean? That big two-story house belongs
on another piece of ground, on an island out beyond that fog, where now there's not a sound. There's a graveyard there, and the old church spire still looks out o'er the bay. But Mother Nature's busy there since we all moved away. All of us were born upstairs in that room just down the hall. We learned to count the 13 stairs when we were only small. And Grandpa knew each board by heart, its laughter, sigh, or moan. When Amber's sun danced across the floor and the creak of frost and storm. It's only just a black and white of a mossy outboard day. A gentle lock breaks on the beach, a foot or two away from three small children standing there and looking out to sea. At Dad's old boat with our house in tow, and that little boy, that's me. Seeing our old house float on the tide, it seems so out of place. Perhaps you sense the way we feel, though you can't see our face. My sister stands in silent thought, and black-haired Mary too. We wish we could go home again, but we know it is no use. That room you see there on the right, that's where I used to sleep. And listen to the gentle breeze sigh in the apple trees. I wonder what I'll see when I look from my room again. I know I'll see the hills of home forever in my dreams. It's only just a black and white of a mossy outboard day. A gentle lock breaks on the beach, a foot or two away from three small children standing there and looking out to sea. At Dad's old boat with our house in tow, and that little boy, that's me. It's only just a black and white of a mossy outboard day. Of any house in any cove on any outboard bay. Three little ones that can't make sense of why it has to be. My father's boat with our house in tow, and that little boy, that's me. A fishing boat with a house in tow, and that little boy, that's me.
You're listening to Ron Moore, Sounds Atlantic. I'm Wayne Chalk from Newfoundland, a singer-songwriter with Buddy Wass's name in the Elephulus. I would strongly suggest that you join Ron on a regular basis and experience the best in traditional and current musical offerings from Atlantic Canada. I mean, Ron has got to be good, right? He's got Newfoundland blood.
And to hear poor Uncle John mumbling wishes to O'Neill, it made me feel like everything was fine.
Well, that's the conclusion of episode 103 of the Sounds Atlantic podcast. Hope you've enjoyed our profile of Semini. And I do hope one of these days to talk with Bud Davidge again, because I'd like to talk to him about a couple of country albums that the boys produce. So hopefully that'll happen in the not-too-distant future. And thanks especially to all of you who have been listening in from across Canada, the U.S., Japan, the U.K., Russia, Germany, Australia, and Sweden. And welcome to all of you who have tuned in from our 10 most listened to cities. And they are now Brampton, Ontario, Calgary, Alberta, Uxbridge, Ontario, Montreal, Quebec, South Portland Gardens in Maine, Berlin, Germany. Holy cow, hello to all of you out there in Berlin. Thunder Bay, Ontario, Cornerbrook, Newfoundland and Labrador, Mercerville, Hamilton Square in New Jersey, and Toronto, Ontario, home of the Toronto Blue Jays. Go Jays, go. And thanks to all our new listeners who are most welcome from St. John, New Brunswick, South Portland Gardens in Maine, Berlin and Hamburg in beautiful Germany, Thunder Bay, Ontario, Albany in Oregon, not New York, Truro, Nova Scotia, the city of Westminster, England, Norton Shores in Michigan, and Moscow in Russia. Welcome, welcome to you all. Great to know you've joined us and hope you'll stay tuned. This podcast is supported by CKCU 93.1 FM in Ottawa, Ontario, where I also host the Back 40, which is now celebrating 30 years in your ears every Saturday at noon. That's a bluegrass and old country show. And Sounds Atlantic is also syndicated thanks to radio program host Anita Best on VOBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, Newfoundland and Labrador. And you'll hear this on Wednesday afternoons. And until next week, I'm your host, Ron Moores, urging you to keep on the sunny side. Thanks so much for listening, and see you back here soon.